Have you ever noticed that you tend to revert to certain color combinations? It may not be laziness or habit. It could be an expression of your personality. Welcome to episode 25 of the Signature Style Systems podcast. Today, I'm talking about color psychology, specifically color harmony psychology. I'll teach you how wearing various colors in specific combinations can create certain effects, and more importantly, how to use color harmony to express who you truly are. And if you're ready to dive into discovering your style DNA, you can now get started with a personality profile and palette revealing your Myers-Briggs type and a supporting color palette, along with guidance on style development and personal growth for your type. Learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com, or find the link in the show description.
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look, because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Hey, today I'm talking about color harmony psychology. I'm going to explain the effect of wearing a monochromatic look as opposed to a complementary color scheme, and so on, and how you can combine colors to reveal who you really are to the world. But first, I want to invite you to take my style personality quiz. Find the link to the quiz in the description below or at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. So whenever I do a workshop, like last fall, I did Business Casual and Your Style DNA, and coming up this spring, I'm doing Decoding Your Myers-Briggs Type. I start with an icebreaker, including the question, if you were a color, what color would you be? Personally, I always say I would be hot pink and orange together. And I know that would be nothing that a lot of you would ever wear. But when I wear hot pink and orange together, people respond to me very positively and interact with me the way I like to be interacted with. It's as if they're seeing who I actually am. And yeah, I feel more seen. So you may have like specific color combinations that are your favorites. I have a person who's very near and dear to me whose favorite color combination is black and white and red. And that is one I would never wear, but it's perfect for him. And so I'm going to go into some of the color harmonies that are common and talk to you about that. So if you look on any art theory website, you will find more color harmonies than the six that I'm going to mention. But these will give you a really great idea. And generally speaking, as a color scheme gets more complex, which is more of what you'll find that I'm not addressing if you look it up, it takes greater energy and inherent complexity to wear. The other thing that I want to mention here is that you'll notice some commonly worn color schemes contain both warm and cool colors. And this is because, contrary to popular belief, most people's coloring has both warm and cool colors in it. For example, my skin is a very pale yellow orange, which is a warm color, and my lips are almost mauve, which is a cool color. And I have to be really careful to put like an orangey color would look good on me. But if I wear a lipstick in an orangey color, it has a tendency to turn brown on me because of, yeah, that's what happens when you mix orange and purple or the colors that The lipstick is with the color that my lips naturally are. Okay, so a quick vocab lesson. Hue is the actual color, the spot on the color wheel. And temperature is sort of included with hue. Value is how light or dark the color is, and saturation is how bright or muted the color is. So in the first color harmony, I'm going to explain neutral. You can have an all warm version, like shades of brown and cream that are all considered neutrals, or you can have an all cool version, like shades of gray or black and white, or you can have a version with both warm and cool, like black and khaki or charcoal and cream. The psychological effect of the all warm or all cool versions is mostly stable, possibly elegant, and the psychological effect of the mixed cool and warm can be very sophisticated. So the next color harmony is monochromatic. That's the same hue in various values. So the earlier example of brown and cream, that's also monochromatic as well as neutral. The psychological effect of a monochromatic outfit is calm and classic. And you can make it a little more unexpected by varying the saturation or brightness as well as the value. So if you were doing that, you could be wearing, like a dark navy suit with a really intense bright blue shirt. And anyway, that's an example of monochromatic. So complementary colors are the ones that are directly across from each other on the color wheel, and they create a more intense or dramatic effect. So some examples are like red and green, orange and blue, yellow and violet. And then the next one, this is my favorite, analogous colors. So to create an analogous color scheme, take two or three colors that are adjacent to each other on the color wheel and use them in combination. So my hot pink and orange I was talking about, that would be analogous. I also love to wear green and blue together. I feel like a lot of people like green and blue together. It's kind of a safe color depending on the shades of it. And it's also really approachable, friendly. Easy to wear. I think easy to wear is the word I'm looking for here because it's so common in nature. So the effect of analogous is calm and friendly. Now, three colors that are equidistant on the color wheel, that's called triadic. The primaries, like red, yellow, blue, those are a triadic. Which the when I was typing these notes up, Apple kept trying to make the word triadic triangle, which it kind of is on the color wheel. So the secondary colors, green, purple, orange, that's or remember brown is a shade of orange. That is another triadic combination. So the psychological effect of these triads is playful, active, and energetic. If it's more colorful than your inherent coloring, it's going to take extra energy for you to wear. Yeah. So then the final type of color harmony I wanted to mention is evocative. So this is any time you're combining colors in a way that evokes a specific application or connection, like Easter egg colors, Seahawks colors, Halloween colors. So clearly, the evocative color harmonies are ones you will need to be kind of careful with. But what I think would be fun homework for this episode is to try to make an outfit in an evocative color scheme that's one you would actually feel comfortable wearing. So have fun playing dress up, and thanks for being here for Signature Style Systems.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.